USA News, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm very proud of my son.
That's all President Biden had to say when asked about a plea deal his son Hunter has agreed to. Under the deal with federal prosecutors, Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago. Federal prosecutors in Delaware will drop the felony charge against Hunter for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs if he completes 2 years of probation. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard. Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 48 hours of oxygen left. Former President Trump is set to face trial for alleged mishandling of classified documents as a Florida judge has scheduled the jury trial to begin on August 14th. However, it is expected that trial date will be postponed due to motions filed by Trump's legal team.
The defense is going to move to continue because their best bet is to delay this process down the road. The other thing that's going to complicate factors is that the defense team needs to have security clearance to review the classified documents.
That's former state and federal prosecutor Richard Weinstein. The judge has ordered the trial to be held in Fort Pierce rather than Palm Beach County. Home construction is surging, climbing nearly 22% from April to May of this year. The Census Bureau says home building went far beyond what was expected, which was actually a 0.1% decline. That could be due to low housing inventory in the existing market, sparking interest in new houses. A recent poll by Monmouth University has revealed that a majority of respondents, regardless of party affiliation, believe their fundamental rights and freedoms in this country are at risk. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
China is making major moves in Mexico, and that's caught the eye of American policymakers.
That includes Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, who says we need to be watching what's happening south of the border. The Democrat says there are concerns about listening stations in Mexico that could capture sensitive communications in America. In West Texas, El Paso's Fort Bliss is 6 miles from the border. In March, an Assistant Secretary of Defense told Congress that China, along with Russia, are now posing dangerous challenges to the safety and security of the U.S. homeland. I'm Lisa Taylor.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will join reproductive rights groups in a campaign event Friday in Washington, D.C. to mark the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The event comes after the High Court's conservative majority effectively ended the constitutional right to abortion by striking down Roe. Gannett, the country's largest newspaper publisher and owner of the USA Today, is suing Google, alleging a digital advertising market monopoly. In the lawsuit filed in a New York federal court, Gannett argues that Google's control over online ad transactions diminishes revenue for competitors and publishers, while Google reaps enormous monopoly profits. Recently retired NFL star J.J. Watt is reportedly considering a transition to the broadcast booth next season. The New York Post says that Watt has received multiple offers to become a part-time TV analyst. CBS is believed to be the leading contender. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jared and Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.